T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I brought this up before we kind of teased going to break. So Pro Football Focus has done their top 25 players under 25. Now, we'll revisit this list in the Falcons flyover because there's not just one Falcon on here, but this is good to see. Now, the names on this list is a who's who of super studs in the NFL. Nick Bosa comes in at number one. Justin Herbert is number two. Jonathan Taylor is number three. Oh, who's this guy? Tristan Wirfs? Oh, is he any good? He's at number four. Justin Jefferson at five. Micah Parsons at six. Ja'Marr Chase at seven. Jeffrey Simmons at eight. And coming in at number nine is A.J. Terrell. Quote, Terrell earned the highest coverage grade of any corner in the NFL last season at 90.1. He allowed just 29 catches for 200 yards all year and surrendered a league-low 47.5 passer rating in his coverage. His massive leap in production in just his second NFL season at such a difficult position moves him into the top 10 in the list. And it's DK Metcalf rounds out the top 10 from there. And, you know, if you look at it, he comes in as the number four defender on that list behind Bosa, Parsons, and Simmons. And I'll tell you, the jump that he made from year one to year two, and I'm starting to wonder, is he going to be the best or is he the best draft pick the Falcons have had since Julio Jones? Now, they've had a few guys, you know, Jake Matthews, Grady, Debo, right? Vic Beasley, he did help him get to a Super Bowl. Is he the best draft pick since Julio? Because I'll tell you, the jump that he made, and when you think about the fact that this team is so bad at sacking the quarterback, they are dreadful, dreadful at sacking the quarterback. And for him to be that good is amazing. Now, look, I understand, you know, especially last year, you didn't have really a whole lot of help to give him, and that's why they were still, I think, second to last in the NFL in pass defense. But, you know, if they get a passer, if they can legitimately sack the quarterback this year, get themselves into somewhere 25 to 30 sacks like the rest of mankind comes up with, he's only going to be better. He's going to have a good running mate now in Casey Hayward. We think and we hope that the pass rush can't be worse. So we have to figure it's going to be better. All of those things just point to he might still end up with another monster year. And last year he finished only second behind Jalen Ramsey in overall grade for corners. He was number two graded corner in the NFL. And I'll be the first guy to admit that I wasn't super excited about A.J. Terrell when they drafted him. I liked the position. You know, I wanted, I think it was, what was the kid's name? Was it E.J. Henderson, the kid out of Florida that I wanted to see him, C.J. Henderson, I wanted to see them trade up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And get him, and I think he ended up going 10 or something like that, whatever it was, you know. But, you know, that was the guy I really liked coming out in the draft. I liked the idea of corner, and I thought they needed a corner in a bad way, but I like, you know, Henderson more. And people had their concerns about A.J. Terrell. Remember, well, he didn't cover Ja'Marr Chase in the national championship game and blah, 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 blah. Well, you see how that's worked out. They're both like the, you know, top guys in the NFL. So, you know, one, it should be a lesson in, hey, don't let one game put the narrative on what a guy will or will not be coming in the NFL. But he's been outstanding. And his, if you dive into his numbers, they're staggering. I just read you off some of the metrics and stuff that he's got. They're staggering. And it's, you know, it's a position that is, by and large, it's hard to just come into the NFL at corner and be this good. It's not a position that lends itself, because you think about even at Clemson, playing at the high level he did, you know, how many true, legitimate NFL first-round caliber or even NFL-quality wide receivers do you think he saw in his career at Clemson? Now, he probably saw more there because they were in the playoffs and everything else than, say, a guy coming out of, whatever, Memphis. But still, that transition is typically hard for corners to learn how to play that position. And then you add in just how bad their pass rush is, which does nothing to cut down on the amount of time that these guys have to cover. You know, when you don't have a pass rush, you're asking these guys to have to cover for so much longer. And we saw it. You know, the times when Taylor Heinicke and guys like that would just float around and just have, you know, forever and a day to be able to throw the football. It's hard to cover guys in it. That's why I say, I mean, if you can't sack the quarterback, doesn't matter how many great corners you have. Quarterbacks will find guys open at some point. And they did. That's why they were the second worst pass defense in the league last year. And they were the worst pass defense in the league in his rookie year. And that's not a reflection on him. It's just when you can't rush the quarterback, it's hard to be able to be a good pass coverage team. But he is outstanding. And I think he's only going to get better. The pass rush should get better. He's got a better guy on the other side of him. You expect even their safeties, whether it's Jalen Hawkins or whether it's Richie Grant, you expect those guys to be better, you know, as they're, you know, into their second, third year for all this. And Hayward is one of those guys that, you know, when he had some, you know, in the middle of his career, he was second team all NFL. We talk about first team all pro guys. He was second team all pro a couple of years in the NFL. He's a very good corner. So I don't think we have even gotten still to the best of what A.J. Terrell is. And that's why I say he might be the best draft pick that this organization has had since Julio Jones. Because Julio was a guy who completely transformed what this offense is, and he's a Hall of Fame player, and obviously he was the best wide receiver in the NFL for a handful of years. Terrell looks like he's got the – because, look, Jalen Ramsey's a little bit older. He looks like a guy who is going to be that stud. And if you look at, you know, the rest of the list on here as far as defensive players, you know, Rashawn Gary's an edge player. Crosby's an edge player. Chase Young is an edge player. Burns is an edge player. Antoine Winfield is a safety who I love. Gee, you mean to tell me that Tampa got both of those picks right, huh? The next cornerback is Pat Surtain for Denver, and he comes in at 20. And again, we'll talk about the Falcons flyover, because the Falcons do have one more guy on the list, and it's probably not real hard to figure out. But A.J. has been outstanding, and I think that he's got even more room to be even better coming up this year. Some things, you know, help him out on the defensive side of the football. All right, Chris Willis is going to join us. He covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, runs battery-powered. We'll talk to him as the Braves get ready to take on the Miami Marlins. Day off today, but the Marlins coming up this weekend. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios on Sports Right Now to the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.